excited about being able to host some guests that are going to talk about an event coming up that's very, very special in just a moment. But I did want to let you know, if you happen to be listening in and you're in the Hunterdon County, New Jersey, or central New Jersey area, for the weather forecast real quick. Today, scattered showers before 2 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 and 3 p.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 3, cloudy with a high near 77. Tonight, chance of showers before 8 p.m., then a slight chance showers after midnight, mostly cloudy,
USA,
with a low about 50. Saturday, chance showers mainly before 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Late west wind increasing 9 to 14
Republican
miles per hour
Trump
and about 40% chance of precipitation. On Saturday, chance of rain, showers before 5 a.m., then a chance of rain snow showers, if you can believe that, mostly cloudy with a low about 31. Sunday, a chance of snow showers again before 8 a.m., mostly sunny with a high of 43, and then partly cloudy with a low around 30 on Sunday night, chance of rain on Monday with a high about 56. So we're going to go to our quick break, and then we're going to have our conversation with some representatives for the upcoming powwow event. That's
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a shorter road to nuclear weapons, and it's an incompetently negotiated deal.
Republican Donald Trump on the campaign trail yesterday referring to the Iran nuclear deal on the same day that the Obama administration acknowledged that it was a total $1.7 billion transfer to Iran earlier this year, well more than the initial $400 million delivered, as was earlier disclosed. That was the money that was sent on the same day that Iran agreed to release four American prisoners. Two further payments were made in the weeks that followed, payments Republicans call ransom.
Well, we want to make sure no additional money is spent until reparations have been made by Iran for what money is owed to Americans after the hostages were held for 444 days.
That's Republican Senator John Barrasso speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah. Go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Congress is back, and a Zika virus funding bill is still stalled. In the Senate, a more than $1 billion bill failed to hit a 60-vote threshold needed to move forward last night.
I've supported every single Zika proposal that has come before the Senate, regardless of which party wrote it. Tonight will mark the 12th time that I have voted to move forward.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio, Democrats objecting to part of the bill which places some restrictions on Planned Parenthood funding. Similar add-ons to a bill in the House that would provide Zika funding have also caused that one to stall.
To every American who has been waiting for real change, your wait is over. Your moment of liberation is at hand.
Republican White House nominee Donald Trump there speaking at a rally in North Carolina, saying on his first day in office, if he's elected, he'll get rid of what he calls unconstitutional executive orders. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A grim milestone in the city of Chicago's history. It's recorded over 500 homicides already so far this year. That's higher than all of last year. Chicago's top cop, saying the department's doing all it can to combat the rising violence. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson saying things won't change until the state passes tougher sentencing laws for repeat gun offenders.
If we had the gun laws in Chicago that L.A. and New York have, we would see our violent crime cut in half.
Johnson's comments following a Labor Day weekend that saw 65 people shot in Chicago, 13 of them were killed. A different story in New York City, where as the police commissioner there, Bill Branton, gets ready to step down, he's pointing to dramatic drops in crime over the past two decades.
Branton says overall crime is down 73% since 1994 when cop stat tracking began during Branton's first tour as top cop.
I'm leaving as I began with very good crime numbers.
Mayor Bill de Blasio praised Branton for his policy of targeting a small group of criminals, pointing to a plunge in murders, about 350 in 2015, nearly 2,000 in 1993.
If we, God forbid, had stayed around that kind of level of homicides, literally 29,000 more New Yorkers would have been lost to us.
Ethan Harp, New York.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning, and welcome to a new live edition of Modern Design. Today's show is kind of interesting and fun, I think. We're at a change in time where we're going from summer to fall, and I've come up with the top 25 things you can do to get your house looking ready for fall. So we're going to go through some of those wonderful things you can do, and as the weeks pass and the seasons change and the leaves start to fall, when you entertain on the weekends, when you do things, you're going to have a beautiful, crisp-looking fall house that's ready to go. Let's start by taking a look at this morning's weather, which looked pretty nice when I was coming in. And the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently partly cloudy and 78 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 88, so much more like summer than fall. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy, then patchy fog with a low of 65 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of patchy fog and then some thunderstorms with a high of 92. On Thursday night, there's a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 70. On Friday, it's going to be very hot. So I think I'm talking about fall today, but this weather doesn't seem to be cooperating. On Friday, it's going to be a mostly sunny, beautiful day with a high of 93 degrees. On Friday night, there's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 66. On Saturday, it's going to be a mostly sunny day again with a high of 90. And if the report goes over, Sunday should also be a beautiful day. Mostly sunny and a high of 80 degrees. Well, good morning. And again, my name is Richard Scuderi. My program is called Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. We meet every Wednesday live in studio from 10 to 11, and we talk all things interior and exterior design, things that you can do to make your home more beautiful. I give you resources. We have interviews with people in the different industries, Seabrook wall coverings, a lot of different companies. We meet with realtors quite often to what you can do to stage your home to get it ready, different professionals in the industry, Glass Castle, Rugs to Riches, local resources you can go to for the best hardwood floors, the best painting, all things related to design. Today's topic happens to be transitioning your house to fall, and that's often a sort of a touchy subject. One of the things that I do is I do windows for stores. People will hire me to do their store windows. And I've already been buying for over a month now things for the fall, things like pheasants and pheasant feathers and acorns and all sorts of fall stuff. So I already feel like it is fall. But for those of us that have just experienced the holiday and have their kids back in school, they really feel, I think, that the feeling of fall, even though it's going to be 93 degrees this weekend. So I've created a list of the top 25 things that you can do without spending a lot of money to give your home a seasonal look. In days past, people years ago used to do things like have summer bedspreads and winter bedspreads and summer curtains and winter curtains, and would decorate seasonally their house. Well, that's not in much as favor as it was before, but things like changing the accessories out and your plantings outside and subtle changes, I think, are a nice way to invoke change in your home and welcome the new season. And also when you entertain and you're having people on a Sunday in October and they drive up and you have beautiful yellow mums and gourds and things, it just looks nice, and it's very celebratory. So I want to start with our list, And the first thing that I would say, which I've already done, is change out your summer plantings to mums. And I did have company over the Labor Day weekend. And what you'll find with your plants is at the end of August, which I've already found, is that your plants sort of like peter out. I had at my front door, I had a beautiful plant that was there all summer long, and it kind of did its thing, and it was over, so my pots were looking terrible. And wasn't ready to change them over yet to fall mums, but one of my guests came in for the Labor Day holiday, and she brought me a big yellow mum that went right in the spot at my front door, and it was just perfect. It tied into all the other purple that I still had there, and really looked good with the space. So changing out your pots, if your pots are tired now, which often they are, mums are a great way to do it in any color. I happen to used to not like yellow a lot. In fact, I always went for the burgundy, and then I sort of switched more to that sort of copper bronze. All are beautiful. But I'm starting to like yellow, and the reason that I'm starting to like yellow mums is that they carry from a distance. So in other words, if you have a very long driveway, as I do, and you have pots that are exposed or up in the air, as mine are, when I put yellow mums in the pots, they carry. You see them from the road. They really have a presence. If you use a burgundy mum or an orange mum, it looks nice up close, but from a distance, it doesn't carry as much. But having said that, there's an art to doing mums and doing fall pots. And one of the things is grouping the right colors together. I see people putting colors together that don't look good. So, for example, if you have yellow, you want to keep yellow either by itself, yellow with white, or yellow with purple. That's a nice combination. Don't put yellow and burgundy together. It looks like ketchup and eggs. It's not a good combination. Don't put yellow and copper together. It's not a good combination. Keep complementary colors and alike colors together. Very important to do that. If you're using copper, stay with shades of copper. Use maybe two different types of mums. There are mums that have different types of heads. Some of them look more like daisy mums. Some of them have a fuller head and so on. Use different varieties of the same color combination. The same thing with the burgundy color mums. Or if you do white, there is a trend the past 2 years I've seen is to add white in your fall display, which is kind of interesting as well, particularly if you have a more contemporary home and you do all white mums. And then accordingly, when you go to buy decorative stuff, you can do a white pumpkin. You can do gourds that are a light color or a neutral color, and that in itself is its own look. So be creative with the mums. Just don't go out and buy a pack of three, one of each color, and throw them up there. Think about what you're doing. Group them together. Combine them with some gourds or pumpkins and turn it into a statement. The next thing I want to talk about is pumpkins itself. And pumpkins have changed a lot. You always had that growing up, that orange big pumpkin with the stem that always broke off when you went to put it down. But I see all different shapes of pumpkins, all different types of pumpkins, and they're quite beautiful. Not only should you use them as food at the end of the season, but they're quite attractive, and there's a lot of things you can do with pumpkins. I worked on a commercial project last year in an art store, and I took the pumpkins and I silver leafed them. And it was for a storefront that had a beautiful black facade. And I bought small pumpkins, and we grouped them together, and we silver leafed them. I've also copper leafed pumpkins or gold leafed pumpkins. So they could simply either be painted, or you can actually use leaf if you go to any of your craft store and do that. And that gave it a very contemporary, very sort of modern, pretty look. But I've also done, as I said, I did a contemporary house last year, and I did all the mums in white, and then I used white pumpkins and ornamental gourds that were sort of beige. And that was kind of a really good-looking look. It doesn't sound it, but it was its own look, and in a contemporary setting, that worked very well. Again, leafing the pumpkins, painting pumpkins is something that you could definitely do. The next thing I want to have on my list, number three, is gourds. There are beautiful, beautiful ornamental gourds there, and I kind of prefer them now to just doing pumpkins as well. Things like turban squashes, which are really beautiful. They're sort of different shades of orange, and they have a lot of visual interest. Different gooseneck gourds, which almost look like a swan, is another one. And beautiful gourds are exquisite, both outside and inside. In fact, the good thing about gourds is that with the mums, Mums dry out very quickly. They're in a small container. You have one full day. And within a short period of time, if you're not on those mums all the time watering them, they become incredibly dry. And often, at least, I would say at least once in the season, from your September mums until Thanksgiving, you're going to have to replace those mums because they're not going to stand the test of time. The other thing that I want to mention about mums is mums are not annuals. I know they come out from the greenhouses every fall, but they are perennial. So what you can do at the end of your season is you can, after they've done their thing, you can plant them in your beds and you will have mums come back year after year. One year I forgot I had a pot and a remote thing and I never took the mum out and it did its thing and the winter came and the snow covered it. In the spring I saw like something growing in this pot and I had a beautiful mum next year. It was quite nice. You can't do that for too many years because mums become very leggy and they just get overgrown. But you can get another season at least out of your mum, so something to consider. But look at doing gourds as a display. Sometimes people don't like to do mums because of the deer population. That their deer often eat the mums even if you spray them. But if you do gourds, if you take your pot, here's something that I tried and it was really beautiful. I have a couple of black urn pots in my driveway flanking either one of the three garage doors. And I had black urn mums, black urn pots, and I put mums in them. And within about 2 weeks, the deer devoured them and the mums were gone. I replaced them again and they dried out. So I said to myself, you know what, I'm not going to do a third round of mums. So I went to a local nursery, and I was noticing there was all these beautiful shapes, as I said, gooseneck gourds, all different types of shapes, acorns, big acorn squashes, all different interesting shapes. So in a black pot, when you put in those fall shades and shades of orange, it was beautiful. Here's a great idea for you. If you have any sort of a container, but it looks best if you have an urn, a black urn, go buy an inexpensive fall wreath. I bought some fall wreaths that didn't have a lot to them and were inexpensive. Make that be your nest. Put that at the bottom and then pile on either pumpkins or gooseneck gourds or different seasonal things or even just one pumpkin on top of that. That looks amazing together. Use your wreath, your seasonal wreath, as a base under each pot, and it gives it, it sort of sits as a nest that you can have your gourds or ornamental squashes in, and it looks really beautiful. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer now for 19 years. It keeps going up. I'm looking at the website and it's saying less years, which I think makes me seem younger. But it's where I'm on my 19th year of being an interior designer in the tri-state area. Worked on many homes through the years. And can bring you some knowledge or information. I am going to open our phone lines now. We don't always get a lot of calls here because we are a web-based show, but we do run live every Wednesday from 10 to 11. And if you'd like to call in and tell us about things that you've done for fall, our phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, so I'm going over my top 25 list of things that you can do to your home to create a fall look, to transition to fall, and to do wonderful things. So we talked about number one was mums, number two was pumpkins, and number three was gourds. Number four is something that I started to do about 2 years ago because I really just got tired of the mums, and I wanted to have something that was visually different and something that people talked about, and that is using fall pansies in the fall. Most people think of pansies as being a spring flower because they're hardy when the weather is still a little bit cold, but that applies just as much when you're going from hot to cold as well, that they survive the cooler nights. So I started using, if you go to your garden center, you will see that there are beautiful pansies out there, often orange. I mean, really beautiful different shades of orange pansies. What a great look for a pot, especially if you have in a protected area where deer can't get at it, to have something that's a little bit different looking. So fall pansies are a very smart choice. You can do them in purple. You can do them in orange or a combination of purple and orange. For me with pansies, I kind of like solid masses. So if I was doing a bunch of pots, I would do some all purple, some all orange, and have them coordinate that way in conjunction with pumpkins and gourds. But yeah, doing even if you just have maybe a condo and you have one big pot, if you did it all in orange pansies, what a great look and something different where people, I think, would say, what is that? Another thing that you want to think about is maybe adding something as a grounding factor in your pots. So let's say you just go with mums and you have three mums. You don't have any height necessarily to them. So I like to throw something in the middle. I've done small ornamental grasses. Dwarfed ornamental grasses are great in the middle of a pot. So with those three mums in the center, I might put an orange Shasta grass. So you have plumes of orange in the middle, which is a terrific look. Or you could use any sort of vegetation that has sort of a fall look to it with the shades of orange and so on in the center, and that will create some visual interest. Number five on the list is use shades of purple and orange, and that applies to both inside and outside. Really rich combination. A couple of years ago, I was at my nephew's wedding, and his wife came to me, and they were saying, we wanted to put stuff together. It's not really working. Purple's my favorite color, but it's not looking fall enough. And I said, why don't you add orange and purple? And she said to me, I never thought of that. I said, Google orange and purple fall flowers. And when she did, this myriad of images came up under Google Images, and it was a lot of very rich, regal oranges and purples and golds and warm browns. And it's a great palette. It's a great palette for a wedding. It's a great palette for a dining table if you're having maybe a dinner party. It's a great color combination. And I don't think necessarily something that we think of. We think of orange purple as being like popsicle colors. But in the fall, add them with burgundies and orange and gold. It's just a fantastic, rich color combination. So use shades of purple and orange. And that's both outside and inside. Number six on my list was use unusual shapes, things like turban squashes. And we talked about that briefly under the gourds category, that there are beautiful. Don't settle for just your standard pumpkin. You know, maybe do get a and this goes for inside as well as outside. Don't just use the gourds and the ornamental gourds and squashes outside in a pot. Use them inside. Take a glass jar. All of us have gotten flowers before, and we have those glass cylinder vases that are just sitting there in a closet somewhere. Pull them out and then fill them with unusual different things. I love pot fillers. I love temple jars that are glass. I love anything like that. That's a great opportunity to seasonally display something. So go out and get some, you know, all white miniature pumpkins in one, and then do all orange miniature pumpkins in another one, and then do something else in a third. Give that visual interest. Bring that little bit of color into your space. That's always something to do. And, you know, shapes are very interesting. Maybe you have a sideboard. Put a gooseneck gourd on your sideboard. What a terrific thing to do. Put a turban squash on your sideboard or a collection of different things in a beautiful basket. Get it. Maybe you have a basket that's in your garage or in your basement. Pull it out and maybe put down, go to any sort of fabric store. Get a small amount of seasonal fabric that has sort of an orangey look to it. And then on top of that, that'll be your filler of the basket. Then you'll put your gourds in. What a great look for a sideboard for maybe the centerpiece of a kitchen table. Just gives a warm feeling of welcoming fall. And very nice when you're entertaining to have some of those things. You'd be surprised how when you go to those people's house, they will have copied what you've done. I see that all the time. Here's something I try. In my store, I do have a shop at 1 U.S. Highway 1, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. In fact, everything's out of my pots from the summer, and now we're going to start working on our fall pots in the store. Past 2 years, I've been using ornamental peppers to my pots. So I'll put in, each year I put in a different flower, and then do something in the center. And I like to hit something to hang over the side. So I like to use ornamental peppers. And if you're not familiar with them, they're not necessarily peppers that you eat. They're small, but they have an interesting and creative shape. They can be orange. They can be red. They can be burgundy. They can be purple. But they really add a lot, and they have a great visual element to them. And something different. And people will comment, oh, I love your pots because you're being creative. And, you know, they sell them. I think I put my ornamental peppers last year in Lowe's in Flemington. So they're not expensive, but they make your standard pot look like something. The next thing is something that I did by accident a couple of years ago, I really liked it. I had limbs of a tree come down in August, and the tree hadn't reached its maturity of the acorns yet. So when the branches came to the ground, it was full of green acorns. Have you ever seen a green acorn? Really beautiful. The top has already transitioned to brown, but the bottom is green. Get those green acorns. They're hitting the ground right now, and they're still green. Go get yourself a glass. It could be something you already have in the house, a glass bowl, a covered dish. Fill them with green acorns and put them on a sideboard, put them on a table, put them on your mantle. What a great look. You will see over time they will just transition on their own, in their own DNA. They'll transition to a really rich brown, and you can save them. But green acorns are terrific. That year I had so many of them. I used them as pot fillers for candles. I had votive candles, and I put them around the white votive candles in the glass container and had these green acorns. And then eventually they turned brown, and when I had Thanksgiving, I used them on the table because it was a terrific pot filler to have acorns of the right size, and they're perfect for the space. All right, we're going to go to our next set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. My name is Rich Gaderi. I didn't get a phone call when we were on our last set, but I just got a text from somebody. I do give that information out, and the text asked if I wanted to come to their house to help them with seasonal decorating. I do a one-off, which is something that I think a lot of people have taken advantage of, and that is for a flat fee of $199, I will come to your house and go over whatever you want to go over. A lot of people are do-it-yourselfers. A lot of people don't want to commit to something but want a designer's trained eye on things that they could do to improve their home. So one of the things that I do at Maven Hill Designs, by appointment, you can speak to Sherry, or myself, and we will set up an appointment for you. It's $199, lasts you usually 1 to 2 hours, and I'll go through every room in your house and give you general ideas that you can expand upon. And if you want to go further with that, I can help you carry them out. Or if you just want me to give you just general ideas that you can copy as sort of a wish list and then do things on your own schedule. You can reach me at Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. It's $199 for a limited time. So take advantage of that before the holiday season. Get some fresh ideas. I think that you might like sometimes have an outside eye. I do that myself, to tell you the truth. I'm not the best landscaper. I love it. But when I take on a project, whether it be my own or I'm working with somebody and I feel that the house doesn't have curb appeal, I outsource to a couple of resources I have and bring in other people. One of the places I use who have been guests on the show are Rucker's Landscape right here in on 202 in the Ringo's area. They do a great job. It's a beautiful facility. It's a place you'd probably want to have a party at. There is a restaurant in there as well. But go check out Rucker's Landscaping. They do a beautiful job, and I've referred to them many times, and they give curb appeal and small as well as big landscapes that they do. But even like small upgrades, changing out your mulch, putting in better plantings can really make a big difference in your space. So our topic today happens to be transitioning your home to fall. And I picked 25 things that you can do, my top 25, to make your house look very fall, up to date, and quite beautiful as we transition into the fall season. Number 9 on my list was change your wreaths. Now, wreaths are a wonderful thing to do. I have wreaths for each season. I think that I happen to have a lot of doors on my first floor, about 10 doors actually, on my first floor. Not every door needs to be embellished, but I would say at least your front door, and maybe if you have a second, a side door where you're going through the garage, at a minimum, those two should have some sort of an adornment that changes the seasons out. And, you know, you should be replacing your wreaths too, because even a wreath that you've used for 3 years each season, they just sort of wear out and they lose their color. One of the best wreaths I ever had was on a previous house, and I had someone make me up an apple wreath. And it was all, there's a florist that I use, and she took, you know, of course, they're fake apples, but beautiful red apples. She put them on this styrofoam form, and she hot glued them, and it was just red apples. And I had it on a very shiny, glossy black front door, a yellow house with white trim, and these beautiful black urns, and this wreath that was just simply just apples all the way around, no corner or anything, but the body of the apples. And that was striking. You take a picture of the front door, it looked like $1 million. Well, in about 2 seasons, it went from red apples to pink apples, so I had to toss it. But things like that, that are strong statements for a house, are things that people look for. I often, if I have time in between appointments on calls, I will drive around neighborhoods having my phone with me, and when I see something that's different or fresh or unique, I take a picture of it, and then I create a home file. And you guys should be doing that as well. If you're going to websites, maybe Pinterest is one that you do, you don't necessarily want to put out there someone else's idea. But for yourself, what you should do is you could be keeping track of things that you like. It's so easy today with technology. You know, did you ever in years past say, oh, I saw this house, and it had this beautiful color? You can do that now. Keep your, you have your phone with you, captive. You pass a house, and it's been decorated for the fall, and they have a Granny Smith apple wreath on the front door, and they have two hay bales, and they have done something very interesting as far as using all shades of green and brown with their flowers that you've never seen before. Take a picture of it. Take a picture of it and put that in your file. That's something I'm going to try, green and brown for fall. That's how we get better. That's how we get more creative. So wreaths are one of the best and least expensive ways to change out the look of your house. It'll immediately change the season. Wreaths are more beautiful. As I say, I've been doing it for over a month now because I do commercial spaces for fall, and I've already delivered and done some already. Wreaths this year, when I went to pick wreaths for some of my projects that I'm working on, are gorgeous. I mean, all different types of gourds, different foliage. There was one that had, it was all pine cones, but the pine cones were cut in half, so they looked like roses, and then they were done in sort of an orange color. Oh my God, beautiful. I've never seen more beautiful wreaths than I've seen this year, and creative and different. Lots of green and brown. I saw that as a combination. Lots of green and brown. Things that had feathers in them. Pheasant feathers are beautiful for fall. Either the dark ones with brown and black or ones that have colors in them. Pheasant feathers are great. Acorns are wonderful. I do like wreaths that have one element. Like I said, all the red apples I had on the wreath on the front of my house, or Granny Smith apples, or ones that are all acorns, or ones that are all pumpkins. I have a wreath that I put on my fence. I have white picket fence out by my pool, but you see it when you pull up to the house. And about 2 years ago, I bought a already done wreath, and the wreath is just all little pumpkins. It's all a little preserved pumpkins, all the same size all the way around. No bows, no this, no that. And you put it on a white fence in the fall, it looks beautiful. It looks really, really, really beautiful. So many things you can do with wreaths. Apples are very fall. Pumpkins are very fall. You know, different shapes, foliage, anything that you want to do. And a wreath will do you very well with that. Okay, we're a little bit past half the hour. We're going to go to our news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congress returns from a long summer break to face Zika funding bills, which remain stalled in the House and the Senate.
Let's stop these political games. Let's stop these political riders.
That's Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of the Zika-challenged state of Florida referring to add-ons in the case of the Senate bill, one that Democrats don't like, that would place restrictions on Planned Parenthood. Such opposition by Democrats, in part why that bill failed to hit a 60-vote threshold needed to move forward in the Senate last night. So when might WikiLeaks release more information about Hillary Clinton and other U.S. politicians?
Reasonably soon.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange speaking on Fox News saying they're now finalizing that new information and some teasers could be released within a matter of days. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. Human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
a settlement announced in a lawsuit against a major news network. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Fox News will reportedly pay $20 million to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit filed by former anchor Gretchen Carlson. Parent company 21st Century Fox also issued a public apology Tuesday, saying it regrets that Gretchen was not treated with respect and dignity that she and all of our colleagues deserve.
The former Miss America Carlson filing her lawsuit back in July, alleging sexual harassment, including by Roger Ailes, who has since resigned under pressure as Fox News chief exec because of Gretchen Carlson's claims and the claims of other women who subsequently came forward. In a related story, a Fox staple for 14 years also leaving the network, saying Fox has not felt like home to her for years. Greta Van Susteren saying in a Facebook post, she's considered leaving for the past few years, and because of a clause in her contract that makes it possible for her to do so now, in the wake of Roger Ailes' departure, she's decided to do so. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Not a debate, but rather a forum in which the two White House hopefuls will be grilled separately on TV this evening. Here's more from USA's Joe Gomez.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will take questions in a commander-in-chief forum tonight. The one-hour event will be moderated by Today co-host Matt Lauer and will air on NBC and MSNBC. Questions will focus on national security and veterans issues. Hillary Clinton is scheduled to be first on stage, followed by Donald Trump.
As the annual monsoon season dawns in Arizona anyway, that state and New Mexico could get hit with tropical weather. Mark Ellis has more.
Hurricane Newton will fall apart, turn into a tropical storm today, crossing out of the Gulf of California. It will bring a period of very heavy flooding rainfall to portions of southeastern Arizona and southwestern New Mexico.
A technical school that's been in business for over 50 years is apparently shutting down.
ITT Technical Institute, education for the future.
The future, though, grim for ITT Tech, no longer open for business because of a ruling by the U.S. Department of Education, stopping all federal student loans to students at the school's 130 campuses. ITT officials calling the ruling unwarranted and lawless and saying there are now 8,000 employees out of work, not to mention the over 40,000 students who just learned yesterday they no longer have a school to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. You know, sometimes you listen to the news and you hear some stories like people losing your job and stuff, and it's sort of it's very disheartening. So, you know, for all of you working out there, more power to you. And we have to keep ourselves strong and keep moving forward and spending money. I tell people that every time you spend money, particularly in a place like Flemington or a local community, you're giving dollars back to your local community. So make sure this fall you go out there and you do shopping and you do go to your local merchants. You do go to your local nurseries if you're getting plants. You do go to your local stores. You shop them in the fall. Go to Lambertville. Go to downtown Flemington. Go to Clinton. Buy things locally and keep everybody going. Small businesses really need your help, and very important to do that. Just a side note. Again, I am Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 10 to 11 live in our studios in Flemington, New Jersey. And today's topic happens to be the top 25 things you can do to transform your house into fall. So on our list, number 9 we just finished is change your wreaths to beautiful fall wreaths, which I think I've done to probably excess. The next one happens to be fall flags. I noticed as I was driving out this morning that I have a flag in the backyard, and it says summer on it. So I said, you know, I have to change that. If you have seasonal flags, changing them out, having one for each season is always kind of nice. Something that you know, denotes fall is always a nice thing to do. And it can just sort of just give that lift that you keep your house up to date and your house is very loved. Things where you change things over. Did you ever see a house and it has like the Christmas stuff still outside in like April? That house doesn't seem like a very loved house, does it? So when you do things seasonally and you see them changing in a timely fashion, it doesn't make your house seem like it's maybe a little bit more loved. Now I want to talk about some of the things. Most of the things I've talked about so far are things that you can change on the outside to show that you've transitioned from summer to fall. Let's talk about some of the things you can do inside to subtly change your look. And one of them is change pillows. In fact, I do that quite often, that I'll have some extra pillows. Of course, I have a store, so it's easy for me to grab some of those pillows and bring them and then change them out frequently. But change out your pillows. Maybe add some pillows that are, you know, chocolate brown, or add some that are orange, or add some that have some autumnal color. Or maybe you want to do a very seasonal pillow. I saw a pillow yesterday that I bought for the store that was it was like the texture of a gourd. But it was just a pillow, very subtle, and it had sort of like that gourd kind of a look to it, leathery, and it was like, oh, that's a pretty pillow. Just bringing some colors in, pillows can do that quite well on the inside and change things out. Another thing that you can do, number 12 on my list, was add fall throws. Now, in my family room, I have sort of a coppery color on the walls, and I have throws that are that coppery color because of combination of sages and terracottas in my family room. So my fall throws are these like sort of terracotta blankets. As it gets cooler, you want to throw a blanket on yourself at night when watching TV. They really tie into that sort of autumnal color. But you could do ones that have texture. You could do ones that have maybe sort of chocolate browns or russet colors. Very nice to add some seasonal, or just maybe one. Maybe it's a living room sofa. A shock of a beautiful fall color inside makes a big difference. One of the things that I do often and I really like is decorate your mantle for fall. Don't just wait till Christmas to put up the Christmas stuff. Once the fall comes, decorate your mantle for fall. And I do this all the time. I like to use natural elements on my mantle, and you know, whatever is available outside that's real, I like to use. I don't like to use artificial stuff if I can help it. So I will go out and I will go sometimes to the supermarket. Sometimes you can even go to Walmart. Walmart has a great price. If you go to the Walmart here in Flemington, they have a supermarket in that one. And they have great prices on pumpkins and gourds and all that stuff. And I'll go to the section where the food center is and buy a bag of beautiful gourds for like $2. And then I'll display them on the mantle in between the items and sort of nestle them in. And they last until Thanksgiving, and then I'll add to it on Thanksgiving. So decorate your mantle with maybe ornamental gourds. Decorate it with one of the things that I've added to my fall mantle at Thanksgiving is feathers. If you go to any of the craft stores, they have beautiful pheasant feathers, which are rich and brown and so on. That's another thing that looks very nice for fall. And can be there. Or you can take, again, any glass vessel, whether it be a temple jar or a vase, anything that's glass that you can see through, and do a display of maybe pumpkins inside of it or acorns or anything like that inside of it. And that's always a nice thing to do. Maybe do two of those or three of those on your mantle, and it creates a statement that's nice. Another thing on my list, number 14, is use seasonal knickknacks. Yesterday, I was doing some buying for a small boutique in Metuchen where I do the windows. And there are just things that are seasonal that people buy. And I did some shapes of pumpkins that were done in like a dark rattan wicker. And they were very open looking. And I did a couple of them, and I put them on a stand. And that was a great look. In fact, they have a scent, actually, of cinnamon. So when the window is open, so when you come to the store, you'll smell it on the inside. But they were scented. They were sort of brown and viney looking. And they were the shape of pumpkins. And nesting them together, which was very pretty and something that you can do to create visual interest. I did a china closet, actually, for a woman in Flemington. And seasonally, I buy her different pieces, and she changes them out now. I bought different ceramic gourds and pumpkins and things, and her dishes are all just white and plain. So we add seasonally other things in the china cabinet on top to make it look very festive. It's not an old-fashioned china cabinet. It's actually painted black and distressed, and it's quite nice, and she just has the white dishes. But we add seasonally things to it. So these pumpkins and gourds that are ceramic just bring some wonderful color into an all-white palette. So adding some seasonal things, whether they be artificial or live, if you will, maybe you're not using your fireplace right now, buy the biggest mum that you can think of in orange and put it in your fireplace mantle. Things like that make a big difference. You know, get some gourds around the inside of the house, and that immediately makes a big difference. One of the things that I like a lot, and I saw last year, and I actually copied, was I saw someone took which always serves as a good base for something. Someone took a cake stand, a white cake stand, and then filled it with red apples and put that out on. And it doesn't seem particularly like that would be fall, but when you put out all those red apples, those real red apples, on it, it had a really nice look. It was on a sideboard, and it was very fall-looking with seasonal red apples, which how inexpensive is that to do? Number 15 on my list was add shades of brown. So if you're doing your decorating, maybe you're having a dinner party, go out and get some inexpensive brown napkins, and then get a some napkin rings that maybe look like tortoise shell, and bring some brown into your decorating. That also denotes fall. Number 16 was add shades of orange. Same type of thing. Maybe you want to go out and get some napkins if you're going to entertain. Maybe cocktail napkins. Just add some, maybe a runner on the table, maybe a runner on your sideboard that's in shades of orange. It just sort of denotes fall, and it's great. Number 17 surprises probably a lot of people, and that is adding animal print. I noticed last year when they were starting to do stuff for this year, there was a trend going that browns and animal prints are going to start to come back in style again. And I'm starting to see that now on the shelves and in the stores with decorating. So if you add something that's brown, or you add something that has animal print, whether it be napkins, whether it be placemats, whether it be anything related, tie backs that has that sort of animal print, tortoise, crocodile, anything that has an animal print to it in the warm brown tones, really kind of denotes fall. It could be subtle. It doesn't have to be a big pumpkin in your face. It could be very subtle, as adding some texture with some browns and so on. Have you ever seen sort of an ostrich print, that sort of texture of ostrich in the warm brown, or the animal print, or crocodile or so on, the warm brown? That could be placemats. I've seen that done in leather placemats on a dining table, where they had a wonderful silver charger plate, and then the placemat was, it looked like it was faux crocodile in a brown. Something as simple as that, with a silver, a warm brown napkin, and a silver napkin ring, really set a nice fall table and can be very modern and very beautiful. Number 18 on my list is change your tablescape. Use chargers that are seasonal. I have chargers in my store that look like a burled wood. They're brown and they look like burled wood. They are beautiful. I think they're $5 a piece. They're very inexpensive. And you set a table with something like that, and it really denotes fall. It's kind of special. Always adding a top plate or seasonal plates are nice. I love English transfer ware, which is white and brown. I collect it. But maybe in the fall, putting that out, maybe if you collect something like English transfer ware, maybe you have a soup tureen, put it out on your sideboard. Maybe you have a set of six dishes, use them on top of your existing dish and put them around a table. Same thing with glassware. Maybe you have some amber glass, put that out, set your table. Even when you don't have company and you have that brown and the gold and those autumnal colors, looks wonderful. The next one, number 19, is use pot fillers for candles. I love pot fillers. They're so inexpensive. What a pot filler basically is around a candle or around an arrangement, you have some visual interest because the container is glass. So typically, if I'm doing a dining table or a sideboard or a mantle, I'll have some glass hurricanes. In it, I often use a vanilla or white candle. But there's a lot of space in that glass vessel, the hurricane vessel, and that's an opportunity to put some seasonal things in. Little pumpkins, little Granny Smith green apples, natural things, even things like roasted nuts, like hazelnuts and so on, throwing them in the base of a hurricane with a white candle looks really beautiful and really very autumnal, and is a great thing to do. Especially if you're using natural elements. I use baby pumpkins in everything all the time. I can throw them in. They're small. They look great. And with a vanilla candle and a big hurricane, that just looks excellent and costs absolutely nothing. The next one, number 20, is add fall votives. If you go to any of your craft stores, any decorating store, you'll see that they have little votive candles now that you can put anywhere. And they're in shades of orange. They're in shades of brown. Sometimes they're actually shaped like something autumnal, shaped like an acorn, shaped like so on. Use votives. They denote the season. They give you sort of pretty filtered light, another way to go, especially when they're full like that. Number 21 is pumpkin and cinnamon potpourri. Another way to create a mood to your home is to add smell. Fragrance is definitely a part of holiday decorating or seasonal decorating. We all remember Christmas time with the cinnamon-scented pine cones in arrangements or so on. But the same thing is true right now. If you change out your potpourri, you change out things of that nature that have a cinnamon smell or a pumpkin smell, just like they're doing in restaurants and coffee shops with the pumpkin lattes and pumpkin bread and all that stuff, cranberry bread, things that denote the season, apple cake and things that you see. You should do that with your home as well. So perhaps you get some just new potpourri in the house that has a fall smell to it. That's always something nice to do. Cinnamon, apple, pumpkin all work well. My next one, 22, is what we talked about was fall scents. 23 is apples. Decorate using apples. Go to the supermarket, buy some apples. Whether you use golden apples, whether you use Granny Smith green apples, put them, again, I said earlier, I did a sideboard where I used just regular from the farm stand. I used red apples on a sideboard. Really pretty. If you want it to look a little bit more casual, you can take from the farm stands, they have those baskets. You can take the basket and leave them in that on your sideboard and have apples. And that's really a fall look. And if you go apple picking, here's a tip. Try to keep, if you're using to decorate, try to keep some of the foliage on the apple with it. So let's say you have a basket and you wanted to do apples. Keep some of the leaves and stuff on it. It's a really pretty look. I did try something else once for an event someone was having. I went to an orchard, actually Melick's Orchard, and I cut the apples with the branches, and I put it in a footed glass vase, and that was the decor, that was the centerpiece. Wow, is that pretty. Something that you don't think of, but you have this height by having a branch, and then you have the fruit hanging off of it. Really pretty to do for fall. Very creative and interesting. Okay, number 24 on the list is my favorite. As I said, it was English transferware. One of the things about being in the modern age is when you listen to somebody, whether it be on the radio or television, and they talk about something, and I don't know what it is, I go to Google. I have the Google icon on my phone, and I'm like, Google what that is. Google English transferware. And in about as quickly as you could blink your eye, you go hit Google Images, and you'll see what English transferware is. It's usually a cream or an off-white color china. It could be reproduced, but you know, it's been created for many, 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 many years. And it's really pretty. I happen to collect it. I like it. I use it seasonally. I have a library that's sort of a dark brown leathery kind of a look. And I have some pieces in my library that are cream and brown English transferware. And they're really beautiful. You can put them on the wall or you can put them on a shelf and so on. So adding pieces of English transferware are really nice. The same thing goes with amber glass. There's beautiful amber glass. Colored glass is great because it gives light and color. Amber glass, if you collect that, that's nice to put out. And finally, 25 on my list is fall cocktail napkins. Nothing could be less expensive. For $2, you can go to Home Goods, you can go to the Hallmark store. When you're entertaining, which we often do in the fall, get yourself some beautiful cocktail napkins. So when you're serving people, you have color in your space. That's representative of fall. There's beautiful ones out, better looking than I've ever seen before. And they bring some life to a space. You're serving a cheese platter, put out beautiful fall cocktail napkins. People notice those things, and they copy those things. So be one step ahead of everybody else. Okay, well, that's about do it. My top 25 list for fall. We're upcoming our upcoming fall season. We have a lot of wonderful guests coming up, and we're really going to delve into the fall season with decorating. So until I see you again next Wednesday, have a great week, everybody. Get to the store, start getting some of your fall stuff, and we'll talk about it right here on Modern Design. Thanks, everybody, and have a great day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congress returns from a long summer break to face Zika funding bills, which remain stalled in the House and the Senate.
Let's stop these political games. Let's stop these political riders.
That's Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of the Zika-challenged state of Florida referring to add-ons in the case of the Senate bill, one that Democrats don't like, that would place restrictions on Planned Parenthood. Such opposition by Democrats, in part why that bill failed to hit a 60-vote threshold needed to move forward in the Senate last night. So when might WikiLeaks release more information about Hillary Clinton and other U.S. politicians?
Reasonably soon.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange speaking on Fox News saying they're now finalizing that new information and some teasers could be released within a matter of days. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student.
Speaking in slang, almost like someone was underneath your bed, pushing up on the mattress.
That death toll.